would you like to know more? Would you like to know more?
Welcome to the Warmaster Podcast, episode 82 with Paul and Barry.
Hello, listeners.
And what is today's episode?
Well, this is we're stitching together bits to make one episode, aren't we?
We are. So this is a recording about, what, 4 days? Five days?
Yeah.
After the actual recording.
Exactly.
Which comes later.
Yeah.
So we've recorded some stuff.
By the power of podcasting, we've gone back in time.
Back to the future. 2.21 gigawatts. So we recorded some stuff on Saturday, which will come after this segment, and the lovely KR jingle.
Yep.
And then there's another little bit of section recorded on Saturday, and then there'll be a wrap-up, and then that'll be it. That'll be episode 82, which is all about the Triwiz 5.
Yes.
Triwiz V.
5, yeah.
So do I mean, I'm speaking with prior knowledge now, but can Paul break his bridesmaid run? Always the bridesmaid, never the bride. Can he break it?
We'll see, won't we?
We will see. There was a big chaos in
the anticipation.
So today, this bit is the 11th of the 1st. The other bit was on, what day today was that? 6th of the 1st.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Saturday bit that we'll record later.
Yep.
So there's about 10 days of Paul's World. Maybe a bit more. Maybe 2 weeks of Paul's World.
Okay.
That could be a lot.
Yeah,
Jesus. Could be a lot to say.
It is obviously a lot of shifts on for me at the moment. It's just a busy time.
I've heard it's pretty quiet.
There is not a crisis. Let it not be said.
We're spending
not a crisis.
More money.
Yeah, the NHS has never been better prepared.
Never better.
We've
got no beds.
And this is no crisis at all.
No ambulances.
See, having a bed in a hospital was such a last year history.
Overrated.
It's, you know, last year idea, Barry. You
there know, was like, a great guy who came on and said, they have chairs? That was the name of an MP. He said, they've got chairs to sit on. Chairs what do they want?
What do they want? Yeah.
What do they want? Healthcare? So all we've got to do is just dodge 2 months of cold weather and flu. As long as, and then we're clear.
Then we're clear.
Get to March,
but luckily,
we're clear.
Over the following, coming up 2 months of February and March, I have 6 weeks off.
Bye-bye, NHS.
Bye-bye.
Well, you had 6 weeks off.
No. Until they throw money at the problem, yeah.
Oh, good. So what happened in Paul's wide world of
ball
gaming?
Well, obviously there's the Triwiz, which is already been covered. The only other thing, I've been doing quite a bit of painting, because I've been painting a Blood Bowl team. Skaven Blood Bowl team. Yeah.
Blood Bowl? What's this game?
Well, it's, you know, Darren's running that one-day club event only at 40K.
I do.
On Sunday, I'm playing in it, and so for that,
Sunday.
Yes. So I thought what would be nice would be is I would sell my old Skaven team, which are black scorpion miniatures, and then use those money to buy the new Skaven team
for Buttons Ate Me.
Yeah, and also the Rat Ogre and Blister Pack add-on. So
you got the Forge or Booster.
Yeah, yeah.
20 notes.
Yeah, yeah, that's right. Okay. Yeah, yeah, and that makes the full team that I'd like of nice sculpts, and I've been painting them and. Yeah, it's they're really nice models to paint. You gotta say it's like that is they're just nice. Yeah,
and cheap. Well, apart from those bits,
feels almost like coming home to paint 28mm Skaven again. You know, I've painted so many Skaven over the years that 28mm scale Skaven is like the default painting.
It's all tails and noses.
Mm.
Tails and noses.
Little pinky noses.
Little brown tail.
And little brown tails. Yeah, and I like have my look of how I do my Skaven quite clearly. Anyway, so we're doing that, and there's only the gutter runners left to do out of the team. And the thing is, they are like all black apart from the hair, like apart from the skin. But I'm thinking I might put in a few more colours because if the model's all black, it's a bit dull. Like they did because they. Like, I was looking to how to get a spot colour on the whole team. I'm using, like, a Warpstone green as the spot colour. So, on like one of their shoulder pads is painted green.
Yeah.
But the gutter runners don't have any armour. So, I might have to
robing? Like, robing?
Yeah, I think I'll paint the underside of the cloak this green. Which is, it'll look a little strange, but it's just simply to make them look part of the team. Otherwise, they just look...
You can't have the whole cloak green, because it's not spot colour.
No. It's like, otherwise, they just don't look like they're the same team. Yeah, the base unifies them, but the models are like they don't have any similarity. So that's probably how I'll do it. A bit false, but I will finish the skin on the. I've done two of them. I'll finish the skin on the other two, and then I'll try one out and just see like, do I do that as well? Anyway, I've played a couple of games of 40K, hilarious one against Shape, which is quite funny. Using Genesis Occult both times, you know, like
Tank Company Genesis.
No. I did. It was. I think the Genesis Cult suffers at going above 1500 points because you don't need any more. You don't want anything else in your army.
Even more tanks.
Well, that's the thing. Then you might as well be playing guard, isn't it? You can do that. But so I took a force that had just two tanks in it, and Shape just wiped the floor with me. Like, so he had a Forge World Flyer, and it just, I had no answer to that. It just bombed the shit out of me. Like, with
how many points?
About 350 in a package. Yeah, it wasn't like a big flyer, as in. Like, he had three planes. So he had the little strike ones, which they were fine. They didn't actually do a lot. And though it's like, okay, they
you can't kill them, but they don't do
much. Yeah, they can't do much. But this bigger one was like, it is killing things, and I can't do anything about it. You know, because it just, I just don't have that force.
He plays Tau, yeah.
No, he's playing Raven Guard.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. So the Tau had to be let go because the guns were not big enough, and they weren't enough.
They're stupid, aren't they?
Because Tau, like, it's like you've got a guy. And his gun is three times him.
Yeah.
Isn't it? It's like, and it's still not big enough. You've got the guns the size of the whole table.
Yeah, yeah. So that I was wiped out by three turns, and that was a
by
laugh.
Marines.
Yeah. It was a laugh. It was a laugh. It was a laugh playing him, but it was just like, this is a stupid. Basically, like, just imagine a picture of an A bomb, and that was, you know, atom bomb going off, and that was the game, really. Like, wow. I was underneath it. You know, and but also none of my key things that have to work didn't work. I didn't get the first turn. My ambushes didn't work well, so yeah, you know, I was wiped out.
Was that because you your list isn't built to win the first turn, or because
it's inevitable that it has to have it? Like, it's a horde army; it's going to have a lot of drops. So even though I'm taking max units, I just don't.
Well, you can't rely on rolling a six, can you?
Yeah. So, but it's only get that plus one. Yeah, isn't it? It's fair enough. It's the problem
what
with the game.
One?
Oh no, because in Chapter Approved, they changed the way you go first. You don't. You know, it's not just to seize the initiative. It's you get a plus one on the. You roll off.
Oh right.
And the person that drops first gets a plus one.
Okay. So. Yeah,
but you can't use command points to reroll.
So you can't anymore.
No, they took that away. It's all.
Oh, I lost.
You should. I should bring you the command. The Chapter Approved book.
It's like, I just haven't read it.
No, okay. Well, that's what it has. At the front of it, it has core rule changes or additions. And the other thing I played was a game of 40K as well against Eric, again using my Genesis Occult against his Death Watch, which are a lovely army. Death Watch are
the bloody hell are they?
And they're the alien hunters, the Marines alien hunters, all black. Power armor.
I don't think I know these guys.
No. Anyway,
is it not a game or like a mini game?
Yeah,
or
but they are a faction of the Inquisition.
Wow. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. That's a tiny faction of a tiny faction. I guess.
Yeah. Basically, I mean, like, they get their numbers. Like, Marines send like one or two guys to like chapters, like to do a stint in the Death Watch.
Like the Catholic Church.
Yeah.
You send your elders born.
And that's quite cool. And then, like, anyway, them against the Genesis of the Cult is perfect. And it was a great game, you know, again, using the Chapter Approved missions are better, we found. I quite enjoy them, and I lost that as well, but it was a lot. But his list isn't, like, optimal in the way that, it's not a very good army. It's a very high. The squads have tons of, like, they're all individually armed, but right. That doesn't make them better. It just makes them more expensive in points.
Yeah.
You know, like, he has no chaff. Like, so
and they
time,
still all die to the gene stealers.
Yeah, it is a bit cheesy is like the whole smite thing. Like, it's almost a shame to kill these guys because they're all unique little characters, and you just hit them with a smite and you roll well and you take off six guys. It's like, there you go,
six guys from one smite.
Well, because if you get that 10 on the roll, it's D6.
Oh, jeez.
And it's like, and you're just like, this game is fun, but. Yeah, it's. I'd rather be playing War Master.
I'm still in it. It's fun, but I haven't played as many games.
Yeah,
as
yeah.
To be mm-hmm. I'm still in the. Yeah, it's mm-hmm. still fun.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But the more you play it, goddamn, if you ever go near a tournament, you're gonna hate it.
No, I couldn't. I mean, it annoys me enough playing like it, as in.
You saw the pictures of Mark with his 40 las cannons.
Yeah, I know.
40 las cannons. It's like, what in God's earth is that?
Bang.
It's like, you had like four tanks, they're all gone.
Yeah.
All of it.
Yeah.
It's like, boom, take them all off.
Yeah.
Brilliant.
Mm-hmm.
Right, okay, so is that can't be on Paul's World?
I think so. I mean, I should say I've been doing a lot of shifts.
Jesus.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right, so Barry's world consists of a whole one magic this week. It was very nice. I enjoyed it very much. Mm-hmm. It's the last excellent draft, which is the last dinosaurs versus merfolk versus vampires versus pirates. And then there's a new set comes out in like a week on Friday. That's always good. And it went reasonable. I won two, lost one. Lonely lost against the guy that won the thing. So that's pretty good. Mm-hmm. I enjoy my magic.
Yeah.
It's not for the timid or the penny pinching students.
Yep.
But if you can take the heat, then get in that kitchen.
Yeah.
So that's it. So now we're going to, if we've got nothing else to talk about, I guess we're going to kick it off. Kick it down the road to the KR sponsorship and then the event.
Yeah. So I do other things I have to mention. London Grand Tournament. There's only one ticket left.
Wow.
And if I'm the spare player, so that Nest doesn't even have to sell. So it's a 5-round event now. Because there's 17 people signed up. I'd be the 18th as the spare player. And if someone buys their last ticket, then I don't even have to play, which is like...
You can't win your own event, I keep saying.
No, I know, but...
Made the draw, and I win!
Yeah.
Yay, well done me!
Would be nice for me. But like, that's cool. You know, so if someone out there wants to take that last ticket, you better
take it.
Get it quick before it
come
goes.
And take it, you know, and come to Stratford.
Yeah.
Where you can go to Brick Lane.
Yeah, exactly.
Curry. Curry's good.
Exactly.
We can... what else can we do? We can play Warmaster for 5 rounds.
Yeah, which we will.
Mm-hmm. Which we will. Which will be good. And we can have a prime support of the Wazoo, no doubt.
I will start focusing on it once I've ticked off things on my agenda. Like, with that, the next thing is BonesCon. Like, you know, focus
Bones
on...
BonesCon. BonesCon. Dun, 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 dun. That's the wrong music. We needed a... We had to call in a hitman. What did he call it? A fixer. We called in Paul the fixer because we needed some prize support.
Yeah.
It's not
I'm
going
trying.
To plan,
no,
yeah.
No,
it's
not,
just going to come true. Book it and they will come.
Fella. I'm trying, but... Yeah, it's... that's a subject to go off podcast for, if you like.
Okay, right, so we're going to KR Pulse sponsorship, and then you'll hear some recordings from Saturday.
Also...
you get the stuff. I've done that.
I've had comms back from Andy Hall.
Ooh,
about
Andy Hall?
Yeah, about the head of Specialist Games, about a possible event at Warhammer World. It's not a no.
It wasn't a no.
No,
I didn't read it.
Yeah, basically...
It wasn't a yes either.
No, it wasn't a yes either. But he's passed it on to the right person. I thought he was the right person. To both things, to running an event and print to order.
To be fair, hand on heart,
yeah,
an event at Warmaster World is kind of... I don't know how well a support
yeah.
it would be.
I don't know.
A secondary.
Yeah.
If you get print to order, that's where it's
yeah.
at.
Yeah, exactly.
So, if you can only do one of these two
yeah.
things, do the print to order...
Yeah.
And you might not get 1 million people order. You might get like 100 people order, but each of those 100 people will probably spend 500.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, exactly. I mean, it's
which
yeah.
is like 50 grand.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, that's the thing is I have. He's mailed back to me saying like questions like how much demand do you think there is?
Lots.
And it's like, and I so I've responded back. Well, lots. And like, how much do you need? Give me like to turn the machines on if you can do such a thing. Yeah, so because they wouldn't do it for a small amount of demand, but like I think there'd be quite a big amount of demand. I think
it's interesting, isn't it? I can talk a little bit about what I've been up to because now the kids are back at school this week, so mm-hmm. this is like Thursday. Kids went back finally on Monday,
mm-hmm.
so I've been back in the warehouse
yep.
in the garage, kind of casting away and moulding away and stuff. And it's like it's an incredibly intensive process, moulding. You just don't realise. Like the first Kickstarter I did was like maybe a couple of grand.
Yeah,
and that was a reasonable amount of stuff. So yeah. you're doing like making all this stuff, but like this next one's like four times as big. So
yeah.
it's like I'm doing heads for mammoths, right?
Yeah.
And the mold I've made, it does like 15 heads. Now not all 15 heads come out every time.
Yeah.
Sometimes you get like 10.
Yeah,
sometimes
yeah,
you
yeah.
get 13. Sometimes you get 15.
Yeah. yeah.
But that's like 70 spins of the machine just to do the heads. And then you've got to process them and check them all individually to make sure they're
yeah.
all right.
Yeah.
That's like 700 heads for
yep.
these pissing mammoths.
Yep.
And that's not the whole miniature. That's just the head of the mammoth. It's taking me like... It's going to take me a week to do the pissing heads for the mammoth.
Oh, well.
But that's what it is.
Yeah.
It's like, so that's the same thing with GW. It's not like...
Why are you sending your kids to school?
Exactly. So it's not like... It's not like when you say, like, give me a unit of halberdiers,
yeah,
there might be four individual strips on
yeah
that.
Yeah, yeah. There would be, I think.
So four different strips. Now, each of those strips would have its own mould.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So they'd have to do one unit of halberdiers, they'd have to warm the moulds up and spin all those four moulds and get stuff out of
yeah
each of those four.
Yeah, yeah.
So like, it's an incredibly involved process.
Yeah.
To get you
yeah, think, but, but that is what they do.
Yeah, for sure. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I think what we need to do is, if there's any chance, because I think we know realistically what kind of numbers we could get through an event, and it's not big. You ain't going to get 250 players.
No, no, no. I've been clear with that. You know, what I sent back was that if you were printing to order, I reckon you'd get 50 people.
Reckon you could get
enough notice.
You could probably get 100 if you could do worldwide shipping.
Yeah.
You could get more than 100 people,
yeah, yeah,
but
yeah,
the average spend would be humongous.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
You could easily clear 50, 75 grand.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
But is that enough for them? I don't know. That's probably one book in it.
Yeah.
For them.
Yeah.
So mm-hmm we'll see. I mean, goddamn, £10 a unit, reckon? That's what
I don't know.
I reckon that's what they could realistically charge,
£10
a unit.
Pay. Yeah. That's what I'd be happy to pay. Yeah.
Yeah. Goddamn. Imagine the people who go after stuff like vampires.
Demons,
Araby, Jesus.
Skaven.
Dark Elves.
Yeah.
Whoa. No.
I mean, like, yeah.
We can but dream.
Yeah. You don't,
it wasn't a no.
Yeah, it wasn't a no. But he wasn't, like, he was a man, but not the right man to ask. But it wasn't a no, and who knows what they turn around and tell us back in the future. You know, because they might not be able to do everything.
I'll tell you what I'd want. Because I've still got my little beady eye on a Battle for the Five Arms box set.
Yeah.
I'd want a copy of all those bastard medals that people are trying to charge a oneer for.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I ain't paying a oneer for a blister.
Yeah,
mate.
Yeah.
That's ridiculous.
Yeah, yeah. Exactly. I mean,
you'd be
doing things like, I'd be ordering like, yeah, I'll have 20 units of Chaos Chariots, 10 for me and 10 for Mr. eBay.
Oh, like, oh, he's 10.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh,
no, but I'll be like, I just need them.
Yeah, you do need them.
Yeah. I just want them now.
I don't know, was that the rarest thing? Chaos Chariots, probably the rarest thing in the world. They are like the hen's teeth. Although they are...
They are the
mainstay. So they were like in the initial six.
Yeah.
So there were millions of them produced. Yeah. Some of the other stuff must be like incredibly ridiculous.
Yeah.
Anyway, so that might be something that comes to fruition this year. That would be funny if it did.
Mm.
Maybe today we'll even have a bit of chance to talk about Warmaster Rules Committee, which
is there's been quite a bit.
It's all excitement.
Yeah, yeah.
All excitement. So anyway, we're gonna, for the third time now, I'm going to try and kick this back to Mr. KR Multicase and what do they call it? Multicase? Is that what they call it? Multicase.
Yeah.
KR Multicase and the Tri-Wiz. It's not Tri-Wiz. It's the Bunker Warmaster 5.
Yeah.
Okay.
Attention! If you need to get your miniatures safely from point A to point B, then get yourself a KR Multicase. KR Multicases come in all manner of different shapes and sizes, and have gamer-friendly pricing. So do yourself a favour and get yourself a KR Multicase today! Soft foam, hard cases.
Welcome to Warbuster Podcast episode 82.
Hello.
Barry, it's 9 o'clock. This event starts at 9 o'clock.
Yeah, and so where are we, Barry?
We're on the road, mate.
And why is that, Barry?
Life.
You.
Don't talk to
that's
me.
That's why you.
Don't talk to
that's
me about life. I can't do the voice. Life. Don't talk to me about life.
Beer left it.
It's not. I'm following the sat nav, not ball nav.
All right.
It says we'll be there in 13 minutes. So we've got 13 minutes to talk. So this is episode 82.
82, yeah.
Talking about the Tri... No, it's not the Tri. This is a real one.
Yeah, Bunker Warmaster 5.
V.
Mm-hmm.
Which Paul has organised.
Yes.
In his effervescent manner. And I'm running.
Right, okay.
In my morose, paranoid android manner.
Yeah.
So how many players you got, Paul?
14, if I will turn up.
Is that including me?
No.
Good.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, there are 14 people have bought tickets.
Like me.
In fact, So should we go? It's using Winter Roller 18. It'll be down to Barry.
Ego Mania 18.
Barry to choose the scenarios that you want. Yeah, that move each round.
don't give us three battle lines. That's not the point of the tournament, back, is it?
Three battle lines.
Yeah.
Defend the village.
Yeah. It's not in there, so no. You can't do it.
Wagon train, wagon train! Wagon train!
Yeah. It should be good. There's quite a lot of prize support, Gavin. Thank you very much, KR.
Yeah, there's like, a fuckload of surprise support. The EVA, I've talked about this in the past, like the expected return on your £10 investment.
Yeah.
And I reckon for your £10 investment, on average, you're going to get away more than £10 worth of prizes.
I don't know. But like, it'd be nice to give something to everybody.
Yeah.
I think we can do it.
You can do it.
And also, lunch might be a little trickier this time round because we'll have to source it ourselves with the money.
Well, it'd be a lot trickier if we've got to source it ourselves.
Well, but I think the easiest thing might be to order in something, like a pizza or something. I don't know.
I don't know how much money you've got, mate.
Well, I'll get that. I'll sort that out early on, before the event starts.
Well, I will deal with it.
Yeah.
Once I know what the budget is.
Yeah, exactly.
As long as I'm not playing, I'll have plenty of time to fuck about. I should have brought some pacing to do or something if I'm going to be not playing.
Mm-hmm.
So in the car we've got Phil, not Phil, OG Phil.
OG Phil,
Bretonian Phil.
Yeah, but he's not using Bretonian.
Oh, he's had a couple of good results with Bretonian.
Yeah, but so that means he doesn't have to use them, does he?
You only have to come off if you win.
Yeah.
But he was in a final once, I remember, against the Janus Machine.
He was, yeah. He was the hope, the dream that back then.
It was a big swing and a miss, that one.
Yeah.
That was a curb stop. Never met. And we got Rodders.
Hello.
Using Beastmen Rodders?
Beastmen.
So Dark Elves been kicked to the curb. Although they didn't do him bad, I don't remember. I think
they'll probably come back for the Worlds.
Yeah.
The Worlds.
The World.
You can hear Satnav Lady.
Yeah.
So Rodders, Phil.
I'll be using Chaos. Yeah, I've gathered together.
Phil's using Chaos.
Yeah, there's two Chaos.
So two Chaos and a Beastman. What is this?
Yeah, I know.
The fucking incursion is strong in Shadow Colchester today.
End times, exactly. But I've gone for the list that was in podcast episode 80 about the Chaos Army. So, I mean, it'd be interesting to see how it does, how a horde of Chaos does.
The Marauders?
The Marauder Horde, yeah.
Marauder spam.
Yep. I've got 12 units together.
Exit the
one turned up from eBay yesterday, and thankfully it was painted.
Didn't
lucky me.
You bought a brigade?
Huh?
You bought a brigade, or just a unit?
No, I just needed one more unit. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So there we go. I don't know how it will do. It'll see who I'm played up against. Quite happy. Yeah, just enjoying it. Looking forward to just playing three games. I guess your safe money would probably be on Janus.
Yeah. I don't know what he's using. What?
But we don't know what he's using. Yeah. And he was playing recently at Warmer World. So I imagine he might be using Dwarves.
Maybe Kislev. Jim's using Kislev.
Oh, okay. Well, we'll find out. Find out on the
field. I brought reinforcements for his army. His Kislev army with me.
Oh, right, okay.
For him to glue onto a base. Maybe he'll paint them while he goes along. But I'm hopefully record a bit, although it does get a bit noisy in there.
Yeah.
So we'll try and record a bit. We'll record a bit of some of that stuff afterwards. And I don't know what's happening this evening.
Yeah.
I'm trying to stay away from Mrs. B because she's mildly fucked off. She said, how dare you arrange this event on the first weekend when everything's fucking this and that? And that's how they arrange it. Paul arranged it. I'm just running it. There's a lot going on. I mean,
why didn't you tell her about it?
I did tell her, but all the stuff. She's been working like all week. She went back on whatever day, fucking Wednesday.
Yeah.
Grace has been off all week, so I've had kids. And William was off till Thursday, so I had kids at home all week.
Mm.
And then all the weekend stuff just started ramping up towards the back end of the week. So the builders are fucking starting back today after Christmas. For some random fucking reason. And then my boy's got in the school football team for kegs. And he's got a match this morning.
Oh, it's going to be freezing to play football.
Yeah.
The ground will be frozen.
9 o'clock kickoff, yeah.
They play outside. They play
outside. Yeah, of course, yeah. Bedford Field by the hospital. And then he got in the. And then my other boy's got a match away at Great Lees. And then my daughter's got fucking karate, and it's like, Jesus Christ, my wife's like, I don't even drive, what the fuck am I supposed to do? I'm going out.
Learn to drive?
She can. She's just one of the dog and bark fella.
Right, okay.
So she learned to drive but doesn't drive. And now she lacks the confidence to drive.
Well, then, like,
what do you want from me?
Yeah, make it drive. Make it drive.
Take the fucking car, I don't need it, I'll walk to Colchester, I don't care.
Yeah.
Oh, whatever. Anyway.
She's staying away from her as long as possible today is the plan. Maybe I'll go and join the winos in Chelmsford. Talking for our international viewers, we got a bit of a kerfuffle at the moment because we got we're a bit poor, austerity,
right?
So we've got no money for anything, especially our homeless fuckers. And so have you seen the Royal Wedding? They're trying to cleanse the streets because we can't have foreign tourists seeing these homeless people.
So hang on, what? So they don't want any beggars on the streets?
In Windsor. They've got to cleanse Windsor.
So how are they going to do it?
Bust them out somewhere else. Round them up.
It's a bit mean, isn't it?
Is it? Yeah, get the lassos out.
Why can't they just dress them up?
Paint them.
Well, like, yeah, literally. Like not just make them part of the atmosphere.
Yeah. I see, because I'm saying, like, you see, it's a British beggar there. And to your left, you'll see a little beggar.
My wife's been watching The Crown recently, that about the British royal family when Queen Elizabeth.
I never voted for them.
But you don't vote for Queens, do you?
Like, that's what went wrong.
It's quite interesting. But it makes you wonder how much involvement they have or predecisions they have.
How much involvement in reality they have?
Yeah,
very little.
I don't know.
I think the young ones do.
Yeah,
dressing up as Nazis and stuff. That's pretty stock university.
One prank and you won't let it go, will you? Awful, Barry.
I've never mentioned that.
He probably did that 10 years ago.
Probably.
Yeah, and you won't let him forget.
I've never mentioned it before. I'll mention it again now.
Anyway, to the event, it's all good. I'd be happy to win one game, I think, with this chaos list. Two would be good.
My point would be, Paul,
yep.
Are you not going to write to Stratford Council to ask them to cleanse the streets before the Worlds?
No.
Come on. We've got people coming from all over Europe to play in our event and seeing homeless people.
I think that's exactly what they should see. Yeah, like... Anyway. Alright, so Rodders, Phil, like, how are you guys thinking you're going to do today?
I think I'll do alright, actually. I'm planning to win two games.
Win two games?
I'm planning to win two.
And to win two?
At least.
Swinging for the
Phil?
Win.
I don't think I'd do too well, but I've just got an army that's just going to get into a fight and roll some dice.
Fight.
Grand tactics from Napoleon there.
To be fair, that is the chaos way.
Yeah.
All we want to do is fight because we're better than you. Well, you're better than them. Chaos warriors eat marauders for breakfast, mate.
Yeah, but there's more marauders. Alright, cool, fair enough. Well, anyway, we will try to record something between the rounds if we can, and if not, we might record something afterwards. See you later. Okay, so this is the wrap up of the day.
Yeah,
we're driving home.
Yeah, we got the Rodders and
Phil in the back. Yeah,
Phil.
So first of all, Barry, since you were running the event, how do you think it all went?
Oh, it went terribly, sir. Terribly.
Great.
The scoring system held its own, just only fucking just.
Yeah.
Only by the skin of its Janna's goat teeth. Yeah. Because we could have had the horrific situation of somebody winning three games and not winning the event.
Yeah.
Somebody winning two games, winning the event.
Yeah, that would have been wrong.
That is wrong by any system you use. So, so the first round was a good old-fashioned pitch battle. Nobody had any gumption to challenge anybody to a grudge match.
Yep.
Most disappointing. But that's the way it is. So, who did you play, Paul?
I played Phil. Yes.
Oh, Phil.
All right, Phil. So we had a chaos and chaos off. Phil had a break, chaos of a break of 7.
Very nice.
Chaos of a break of 12. So very
unchaosy, unchaosy.
No, very chaosy. And it was a really good game, actually. Very, very tight. Phil had funneled me in between two bits of impassable scenery.
Ooh,
but
very cinematic.
I managed to make my numbers count by coming around his flanks, and I really enjoyed the game. How about you, Phil?
Yeah, that was really good.
Yeah. Just call him a wank. It was horrible. But at all costs, what do you call him? Wag.
Wag.
He was wag.
Yeah. So, and it was certainly interesting again playing the same army against the same army, but two such different builds. It wasn't like mirror. It was mirror match, but not. It, like, they're very different put together. Like, Phil had 6 Chaos Warriors, I think. Yeah. And 2 Knights.
2 Chaos Knights, yeah.
Yeah. I just had... I had exactly half of that, less than half. 2 Warriors and 1 Knights. So yeah, And I'd taken a lot of Marauders, my 12 Marauders.
And Marauders, unfortunately, got the goat for round one.
Yeah.
Yep.
The dice god, Nuffle, offered him up to the goat. Mm-hmm. So Marauders was Beastman.
That was a close game, though. It was very close. Closer than what the results say it was.
Yeah.
It was very binary, the results.
Very binary.
It was like, if you broke them, the likelihood was you were scoring 10
points. Yeah, I mean, maybe we should adjust the points of that to be higher. Like,
or we just have a different tournament point system, which we probably will have.
So. Yeah. Well, that would work, I suppose, wouldn't it? Yeah. I mean, but the point of playing this was, like, as a tester for the London GT. We're like, how are we going to do that? Yeah.
So how the round one worked is if you broke your opponent, you got 4 points. And then depending on the amount of damage you've done to them, you either got 2 points, 4 points, or 6 points.
Yeah.
But generally speaking, to break an opponent, you're going to do 600 points.
I think it's almost impossible not to, isn't
it? It's pretty hard, unless you're playing against chaff.
Yeah.
To not do 600 points of damage. So it tended to be most people who won that game won 10 points.
Yeah, you got 10. Yeah.
And then their opponent. And perversely, the strength schedule, because we were using this as our strength schedule, it favoured teams, favoured players who won marginally. So if you won 10-6, that was better for you than winning 10-2.
Yeah.
Because your opponent's strength schedule was 6 rather than 2.
Yeah, exactly. So that's what we've has a compromise to that. What we've learned is that this will be the second tiebreaker, tournament points.
So it will be if you win the match, you get 1 point, and if you lose, you get none.
Yeah.
And that will be the first
scorer.
Yeah. And then this will be a tiebreaker. We'll fanny around with the victory point. That you maybe it's the difference in victory point or something rather than just how many you do.
Yeah.
Because doing 600 points isn't very hard.
Yeah, so maybe we should change that to the difference between them. But then the other person doesn't get any score.
Elwin.
Yeah.
Boo-hoo.
But anyway, it's.
Why should they get score?
Well, okay, these are things we'll discuss on another podcast.
Okay, well, good. So that was round one. It was very nice. Pitch battle.
Yep.
Very easy. Paul won.
I beat Phil. Yeah.
Was it 10-6 or 10-4?
10-6.
10-6.
I lost a lot of guys.
A lot of
many bodies.
Hairy bodies.
Exactly. So round two, what did you choose for the scenario?
Round two was the one that everybody loves.
Were you choosing them or were you doing it random?
No, I just chose.
You just chose them.
I didn't want to play the objective-based one.
Yep.
The first one's always pitch battle because people are very bleary-eyed and sleepy, and they've got to be introduced to the death clock and blah 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 blah. Yeah. So it's just nice pitch battle, and then the next one is the crazy meeting engagement.
Boop, boop. Yeah.
So this one really shakes the cobwebs out. So.
Yeah.
So this is Paul's 6 random deployment zones.
Yeah.
Deploys brigades.
Yeah.
Flanks of plenty.
Yeah.
So I saw Simon absolutely rinse. I can't remember who's playing in round two. Jesus Christ. Oh, it was Phil Vestry. Phil from the Warhammer World trip.
Yeah.
And Phil deployed first, and he tried to protect his flanks. But you can't, because chariots move for 2 or 6.
They're in it, yeah.
And his chariot, and then a couple of rays dead behind him, game was gone.
Yeah.
Before he even had a turn, game was gone.
Really?
He was fucking splattered. He had ladles like 8 units. There was stuff everywhere.
Yeah.
Chariots, I think Simon played the game with basically his 6 units of chariots and kept everything else back. He didn't need them. 6 units of chariots and a shitload of rays dead. That'll do.
That'll do it.
Didn't even bother with his catapults.
Well done the lads. Yeah.
So there you go. So this one can be a bit brutal.
But I like it.
We've made it a bit less brutal in allowing you to put your characters wherever you want.
Yeah.
Rather than rolling for them.
Yeah.
So you want to talk about game 2? Who was it with, Paul?
So mine was against Jim the Gent.
Oh, Jim the Gent.
Jim the Gent.
The man that took you down at Warhammer World.
Yeah. So my Chaos Army against a Kislev Army. Now, I signed up on this Kislev Army. So we got the table quarters down, and I was basically an L shape in the middle. You know, so that Jim had one table quarter that was surrounded on all 3 sides by mine, and I'd won the scouting role, so I was like, anything that falls into this one corner, I can gang up on and beat it down to be unsupported. I can put my whole army against it if I have to, and while holding him back, you know, like for distance. And this could be really good. So my scouts go down, anticipating that. Then Jim sets up his whole army, but never rolls in that corner. His whole army goes on one short edge of the back of the table. And it was like by luck.
Yeah. And he loves a little Castle army with this Kislevers.
Yeah, and I was like, no. And he'd set up really well. His war wagons were forwards. You know, his brigades formed up quite as nicely. And so my Chaos army was all back to front. You know, like, as in my set down of how I would form the army was all over the place, but it's meeting engagement, and that's what happens. So it took me a couple of turns of reorganising my lines, because I had nothing, like no single brigade, which would have been perfect, to go down and chase down, you know, and get him on two different flanks and where he couldn't defend it. So there we go. But we had a fantastic game. Honestly,
fantastic.
I think
Humdinger,
5-star match. I'd say it's one of my best games of War Master I've ever played. You know, eventually Jim won. I had him on half a break left, and his war wagons were lethal. Like, I didn't put the right thing into them.
He got really tight. Too much chaff. You had too much chaff.
I did have the right tool in my Chaos Warriors, but they were used to smash a brigade of Kislevs on foot out of a wood.
I reckon Phil's brigade of 4 Chaos Warriors with the Spawn in the middle.
Yeah.
I reckon that would have given
it. That's the point, actually. Like, again, the Spawn was really difficult for me against Phil. Maybe there's a place for them. I really found it hard to deal with that Spawn.
He's a bastard.
Phil. He's a bastard.
He is a
the
bastard.
Terror and the 3-up armour. It was horrible.
He's in the middle of the 4
units. Exactly. So against Jim, I think what actually won in the game was he had a brigade of 4 Kislev Horse Archers who really punched above their weight, and I charged them with lots of stuff, and they did so much damage to me. And I was like,
but there's no armor in Kislev apart from the war wagon.
Yeah, exactly.
So
Kislev Horse Archers are 6.
Jeez.
And it was like after what it cost me to deal with these guys, I was like, that's really hurt me. They've done far more than they've given away. So that probably cost me the game overall, but we played 9 turns, I think. It was half a break in it at the end. Like, I held on, I think should have lost.
Warhammer world all over again.
Yeah, I should have lost. I should have lost like 2 turns before or something.
He's got your number.
It was brilliant. Like, well, he had the favour of the scenario in the end, because his army was all formed up close and mine was over the place. But I can't fault it. It was fantastic. It was like playing a Masters final or something. I did not feel cheap. Oh, like I lost unfairly or anything. It was great. And the thing is, as I was saying afterwards, like to Phil Vestry, it was like, that is the reason I love War Master. That game was so much better than I can think of anything else for what I'm interested in a war game. It was. If I could play that every time, brilliant. I've had some War Machine games which have been really good, but they are dependent on the matchups. This was just start to finish brilliant. I felt like afterwards, I felt like I was just mentally done. Like I was like Luke. I was like Luke Skywalker in Jedi. He's just disappeared.
You wore him out. He's set for the final.
Yeah, exactly. Like
spent.
Yeah. You know?
So Philip, what was your game? I watched a lot of this game. I think.
Yeah, it was. It wasn't too good for me. I basically started off on one small table edge, and he had a lot of cannons.
But yeah, the regular amount.
The regular amount.
Phil could not get to the fucking cannons.
No, and a steam tank, and I was just running as fast as I can.
Who are you playing?
Phil.
Vestry?
No. It was Phil, wasn't it?
Shane
Streeting.
Yeah. Right, Shane Streeting, yeah.
Playing Empire.
Yeah, so I kept moving up, he kept shooting me back and confusing me, and then I'll move up and he'd shoot me back. And yeah, in the end, I lost quite convincingly.
The problem was elite army, cannons left unmolested, multiple turns of deleting 200 point units, 150
yep.
point units.
Yeah, yep. All my chaff to stick out in the front ended up in the other corner, the only unit in the other corner. So he just shot all them in one turn and just turned around. So I had to run up the Chaos Warriors and get a shot.
Yeah.
I mean, fantastic things like he shot the brigade that had the Spawn to pieces, so they all got scattered around from the banks
yeah.
from the cannon. And then he can't order the spawn.
Yeah, because it's on his own. Yeah.
So then he orders.
He can act on initiative.
Yeah, yeah, but it wasn't the initiative. Right. So then he moved the unit to touch the spawn, but then they couldn't move again.
Yeah, yeah.
So then they had to stay there to be badunced again.
Yeah.
So turn after turn of just getting shellacked.
Yeah. Even when I didn't die, that was getting some 8, 10 10 hits of the five pack, which just wiped me out.
Not much survives though.
Ow, ow, ow.
He did go, though, on a mad charge, and I think he threw in 3 units of Chaos Warriors, and he raged at Chaos, one of the units of Chaos Warriors, with 3 dice.
Boom.
Yeah.
Boom. 9 attacks. Still wasn't it?
No rebound.
No. He got a 4-3-2.
Ah, oh, perfect.
Hey, what? Well, it could have been 6-5-4.
Yeah.
15.
He did some damage,
but... He did, but unfortunately he was fighting against 4 units of Empire Knights.
Yeah, they were protecting the cannon, so I'd knock them back a little bit and couldn't follow up.
Great.
Shame. It's a shame. But that's what will happen if you've got an elite arm and you get scattered out into the winds.
Exactly. Yeah.
Tough. Sure, Rodders?
I had a good game. It was Alan. He had Dr. Ward.
Andy.
Yeah.
Andy's playing with... I can never remember.
Albion?
Guy. Yeah, yeah, the Albion list.
Yeah. But it was just Dr. Ward.
Yeah.
Andy Songs, yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
So I had like an L-shaped deployment in the centre, like the 2 centre tiles of one to one side. He had his Galloper gun and the 2 units of Marauders in one corner, kind of on their own, and everything else in his other 2 segments. So I spent 3 turns probably consolidating my forces somewhere in the middle of the board while sending off a wizard with a ring of magic to blast the Galloper guns out of the way so they weren't a problem. And 2 units knocked into the Marauders, which failed. Held on to my ambush until about turn 4 or 5.
Oh, that was a late ambush. This was a late ambush.
Yes.
Ooh.
Big delay whilst I moved everything. He had a lot of shooting. He had 8 units of pistoliers.
Oof, ow.
As well as his handgunners.
Oh, they're called light cabin.
Oh, it's light cabin. Yeah.
8 units?
Yeah, I think he plays with that quite a lot.
Yeah.
So I held on to it for a very long time, but when it was sprung, it was just deadly.
Yeah. They can do that because you get to order them again, don't you? You get to come on.
Yeah,
and you can order them.
We ended up playing across the board from short edge to short edge instead of across the long
edges.
Yeah,
that's what happened in my game. Yeah.
And yeah, so the ambush, one unit came into his flank and one brigade came in behind him.
When the trap was sprung.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was like yowzers.
But it took a lot of nerve to hold on to it for so long.
Yeah.
It's good. Yeah.
But it does change the way that game works, because you've got like maybe as many as 8 units off the board that you can bring on later on. Well, you want to bring them on.
There was 8 units, 4 of them shoot, which were being shot from 2 sides all of a sudden.
And you're bringing them on where you want rather than where the game predicted.
Yeah.
It was a nice technique, nice touch.
And being able to shoot and then the movement spell in the shooters as well afterwards, it's pretty tasty.
Oh, right, yeah. Get 2 uses out of them. Yeah.
One thing I did find when I was watching the games is after the first hour, it got very grindy. You'd think that scenario would encourage like really quick games.
Yeah.
But they're either over really quick or it gets fucking grindy.
Yeah.
Because you have to kind of hunker down and play defensively because the stuff's everywhere. So you can't really go gung ho. Unless you've got like crazy elf leadership, maybe, and your silver helms to plenty.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, the game's really grindy, like really grindy.
If you
like yours and Jim's, that was
Jesus. I mean, the thing is, in mine and Jim's one, if I charge, basically, we had a situation where I charged these 4 units of Kislev horse archers, so 6 up armor with a shot cavalry, and I got into it with 2 units of Marauder cavalry and my knights, and I lost.
Thousands.
He just seemed to not be able to miss with the archers, like for standing and shooting.
Yeah, well trained.
Yeah. So, exactly. Like,
trained in winter.
That's what they do.
It's winter every day.
So that was really telling. If I had steamrolled that attack, then our game would have been quite different. But that, that was the tale of our game, essentially. Yeah.
With that scenario, if you've got like Simon had, and Dark Elves are normally quite good at this, heavy cavalry, Cold One Knights, or chariots, or like juicy targets right in front of them in 2 orders, the game can be over.
Yeah, it was. Yeah.
Simon had it today. I've had it before in the past with cold ones.
Yeah.
Shane Street, he's Albion.
Yeah,
that was over.
I mean, it's important with that. Depending on the scenario, say you've won the scouting to set your scouts up well, and to push him back, keep him back.
Yeah,
because you can always deploy in depth if you have to.
But again, that scenario is like 4 points for a break, and then the standard 2-4-6, depending on how much damage you did. So a lot of those games are again 10-4, 10-6.
Yep.
And, again, that will kind of rewarded winning while taking a lot of damage.
Yeah.
Bizarre. But they all got flushed out in the last one, because the last one, we went off-piste, played the Battle for the Tower.
Battle for the Tower.
Jesus Christ, out of the compendium.
Yeah.
We played that in a tournament.
Yeah.
It was pretty good.
Yeah.
Although, the amount of times I had to go around and tell people to read the scenario. Read the scenario. Because Janice had, like, at one point he was holding the tower with one knight stand. That doesn't do anything, Janice.
It's
like,
two units. Yeah.
Two units. So, we're into the final. The final is between Janice and Jim, although because of how it worked, you can score up to 10 points.
Although it's
incredibly difficult to get 10 points in this scenario. Incredibly, incredibly difficult.
Yeah.
And you can, as we'll talk about later, and I've shown on camera, you can win this game by breaking and then not win this game because you don't hold the tower.
Yeah.
And it's a draw.
Yeah.
So, Paul, who were you playing, sir?
I was against Stuart.
Table two. Stuart was on lead at this point.
Yeah, yeah, with his Dogs of War. I had the right army for this. So I was like, right, I'm going to, you know, conservatively move at the tower every turn, my whole army, and I'm going to force the fight to be there.
So how did you deal with the galloping guns? Because that's the only thing
He didn't protect them. You know, so my harpies took him down.
Harpies, that's even more miserable.
Yeah.
God damn it.
Yeah, because they were out unprotected, and I could, with two orders, get him at my front with my harpies, and he only did two wounds on the cannon for the standing and shooting.
Jeez.
After saves.
He'll be doing it with birdmen next.
Yeah, exactly. Birdmen, so that was great. But it's and because my there again, the centre of attrition, my break of 12 against his I think it was 9 or 10, like it was, I started off starting peace trading higher up.
Well, you've got two cannons.
Yeah, exactly. So my Chaos Warriors and my Knights did really well in this game. Basically, my army worked as it should, where the front waves of Marauders got engaged. Like, he charged two Knights and a Griffin and a block of four Marauders. They took lots of casualties, but they held. And then I could choose with my toolbox brigade behind over what I needed to win the fights for my favour.
Like pre-revolution, those Marauders would have died.
Oh yeah, totally.
But now two rounds. And
so in this game, my army could set up as I wanted it to, and it played as I expected it to do. So I was quite happy.
Right, and you won with that 9 points.
I got 9 points out of it. So I broke him. I had the tower, and I pushed him back farther than 10, not 20. So I got 9 out of 10.
9 out of 10. That's pretty impressive. You can't really get much more than that. Right, who's next up? Philip Phil?
I played, I can never remember his name, but I should have played almost every tournament, the guy with the Albion.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
It's the same place the Bird played, because the Rudders played in.
No, it's his friend, isn't it? Yeah, okay.
And, I won 9-0.
Oh!
I don't think he quite realised quite how tough the Chaos Warriors were with four armour, four hits.
Yeah.
And he kept throwing everything into me.
Four attacks.
He kept bouncing.
Yep.
And I just sort of slowly grinding through him. He was a bit unlucky. He had some chariots that just didn't do anything.
Oh, this is Albin, isn't it?
Yeah. But he kept getting charges in, dogs in the flank, which was probably helping me, because...
Yeah, don't put dogs in the flank of Chaos Warriors. I saw that. You're just giving them fucking free wounds.
Yeah, getting loads of free wounds back and pushing him back, basically. The Chaos Knights got inside of his slingers, and that just didn't really work for the slingers.
Yep.
Any fell beast?
No, he did try to cast it, but it didn't come off.
Six off too.
Gotta get a fell beast.
And I kept casting the Anger of the Gods, the Chaos Block thing.
Yeah.
And it just kept coming off every time.
Bang!
There was a big chaos incursion in Colchester today. There were three chaos and a beastman.
Yeah, and there was two dogs of war armies as well. So it was a weird mix of armies.
Two empires.
I don't think there wasn't a high elf army, was there?
No,
there was one dark elf.
One dark elf.
Yeah. Random.
Right, Rodders, what were you on last game?
I had Paul Hayes, he had
Vampire counts.
Yeah. Oh my god, this game was like a 5-day test matching.
Yeah, it did look like it.
It went on for ages. We had, I tried to grab two hills just outside the tower.
Sounds good.
Because he had a massive block of warrants of infantry, which was rather intimidating to look at.
Paul had six units of Black Knight. This is how I got
to see.
Six units of these bad beasts.
I thought, I've got to take something to stop them getting there. There was no woods, which I'd have liked to have.
Mm-hmm.
So I was defending on hills. I had a brigade of four Besticors.
They're the best.
In the centre. Had the world's longest fight with a brigade of four Graveguard. That fight went on pretty much from turn three until the end of the game.
Oh my god.
Didn't resolve. We ended up with both units touching the tower. I only had one unit touching the tower at the end of those, and the two. And the game ended in a draw.
Oh no. That's not going to happen.
Okay. It's half a point from breaking.
Yep.
I broke him, but he had more touching the tower than I did.
Yeah. Oh, I didn't realise you had one touching the tower, Rodders. I thought you had one within 10 but not touching.
I had one touching.
Oh, well, I think the rules are that nobody can test as that, isn't it?
You have to control it. You have to have two units and nobody else touching.
Nobody else touching.
He had three units touching and I had one.
Yeah, so that means neither of you have.
I think you won that one, but you may have miscommunicated it.
Mm-hmm. We'll have to look at it again.
I don't think it will change anything, really.
Yeah.
Well, I'll have to do it, because I think that sounds like a 4-0 win rather than a 4-all draw.
Mm-hmm. Okay, fantastic. So, last thing to say before we pull up is...
The GOAT won.
The GOAT, yeah. Well, tell us, Barry, tell us about Jim and Jana's final.
Oh, shit. Jim was tired, so he had a tough match.
Yeah.
He'd had a tough match, and how can I put this politely? I think that he decided that rather than play a long, protracted, drawn-out fight, that he'd go for the throat.
Yeah.
And he failed an order and exposed his... What do they call them? What do they call these things? War wagons. So he's normally very good. He gets them set up and leaves them set up.
Yeah, he was very good. He was very good. Precision. So he surgical with them against
them set
me.
Up. Yeah. So they were in exactly the right position to cover the tower.
Yeah.
So they were in range of the tower, in the little defended.
Yeah.
And then he decided to move them.
Yeah.
And he made the order to move them, but then didn't make the order to reform. And then they got vaporised.
Yeah.
As you'd expect, because you can't allow them to live.
Yep.
And get reset up.
Yep.
And then Janus was on him.
Yeah.
So there was a point in the game where Janus was going to break Jim, but Jim had the tower.
Yeah.
So in true goat fashion, he pushed Jim off the tower.
Yeah.
And then didn't pursue. He then reformed his units onto the tower and then managed to break him on the last available fight.
Yeah. Perfect.
Had. Typical Janus, man.
Janus takes the title again. Normal service has resumed.
And the great bit was he didn't even realise what he needed to do until I kind of explained it to him.
Yeah, and he just did it.
Recalculated and then there we go. We won.
There we go.
Well, done, Jim. So Jim came third with his. Was he playing Kislev?
He was Kislev.
Yeah, and then Paul came second.
With Chaos.
Always the bridesmaid.
Yeah.
To suddenly like the fourth one in the back.
Yeah, I know. Like, never mind.
Next time, sir. Yep. And then the Janna's goat came first.
Yep.
So that was a very entertaining day's nice lunch provided.
Yeah, that worked well.
They worked well.
I don't think anyone was hungry, were they?
Yeah. Apart from me eating that fucking spicy falafel sandwich or whatever I'd have. Mm-hmm. I made the mistake of buying vegetarian food for perceived vegetarians and then
didn't exist.
Their own food. Or whatever. I wouldn't trust the food. And then, so I ended up eating the vegetarian one.
Mm-hmm.
So, right now, I can't go for a curry tonight, unfortunately, but the other three go for curry. So I'm just about to drop them off and they're going to go for a nice curry.
Yep.
Nice curry, have a beer for me.
Mm-hmm.
And then, that will be it.
I need you to come pick me up, alright? I got bit by fucking disease, dog. God damn it.
So we're back in the room
now.
Hello.
You've heard the Bunker War Master 5
yep.
review.
Yeah.
Was the curry good?
It was lovely. Oh, yeah, always. Phil.
You were the only one drinking, though, weren't you? Oh, Rodder's back.
Rodder's had a beer or two. Yeah. So
poor Phil. Phil.
Yeah. Me, Phil, and Rodder's went for the sitar for a curry, and we got a table by the window. And yeah, it was just nice chatting away. That was all. Yeah, it was some. Yeah, I weren't there that long. Like, I was home by 9:30, I think. Yeah. Lovely.
Mm-hmm. And anything else to add? Another bridesmaid appearance for you?
Well, I think they know about that, don't they?
They do,
I finished second. That's fine. I mean, I'd like to. It would have been good. I had lost the game, but the important thing is, what did we learn? And
what
like,
did we learn?
And like the Winter Roller 18, so it worked. The scenarios works coming out of 10 points, but we have to have that has to be the decider.
The second decider.
So you need the first decider will be wins and losses.
So a win's worth one, loss worth zero.
Yeah, exactly.
Ain't no draws.
Yeah,
apart from. There could actually be a draw.
There could be a draw.
In the tower. But there shouldn't be a draw.
There should be a draw. But there is that's a draw. Basically a loss. If you draw, you lost. You
didn't that's win. Absolutely true. In War Machine, a draw is a loss for both.
Yeah.
You don't want everyone to draw.
So better to lose.
One thing that did happen was how good the race for the tower was.
Yeah.
The battle for the tower was good.
Yeah.
That's a real brain melder, that one.
Yeah, I liked it. Yeah, I had a good matchup in that game. I had the right army and it played nicely for me. But it's a good. I mean, I'm pretty happy with the scenarios.
Have you got five?
There would be on the London GT, there'd be two battle lines, a meeting engagement, a battle for the tower, and take and hold. That'd be your five. That'd be five games.
You're not going for a wagon train?
No.
Bird in the village?
No.
Featuring birdmen.
Featuring. My focus of attention of like now that I'm Mr. Bonescon, like whatever I am,
prize hog.
Obviously, I'm not on the website.
You want your little bio.
Yeah, I want just two lines.
I've still got to talk to John about the hotel situation.
But now that I'm doing that, once that's done, I will tap up my usual resources and other ones that I haven't used in a while about the London GT. I need to talk to the organiser about now when we have all the tickets sold. I need to talk to him also about like how okay, so scenery, like what's the tables going to be, what can he provide, and like oh, he might even provide surprise for some stuff himself as well, like certificates and things.
Mm-hmm. Oh, good. Yeah. Well, apparently they need knockout scenery, don't they?
Yeah, they do for their fort.
I'd be quite happy to give them this is what we want,
yeah,
just knock it out so it's all the same,
yeah, exactly. Like, and that's conversations to be had, yeah, like because what do they provide? What are they? I mean, in a sense, I think they'd provide everything, yeah. That's what I need to find out.
Because as nice it is to have like a variety of different tables, the game plays better when the tables are kind of standardised.
Yeah.
In a tournament environment, not if you're playing for fun.
Yeah, no, exactly. And in this event, where it is going to be, there is going to be enough rounds to make it, that, and hopefully we'll have more prize support than we've had. The winner will take away more than they've ever taken away before.
God, I'm not sure how much more you can take away. Jeez,
so
man.
There is something worth winning, and in a sense, mate, the.
You don't want to have to declare on your tax return, mate. You can't be that big.
We'll find out.
Right, yeah. So it'll be good. Warmaster Rules Committee is ticking along.
Yeah. So I've attacked it with renewed interest in 2018. And
That's one way of describing it.
Yes, it is.
A very, very British army suddenly out of nowhere. Right, come on, Janice, let's get this done.
Yeah. So that's good, but it's pushing it forward.
It's definitely pushed it forward. Uh-huh. So two of them are banging on the door now, or getting very near to banging on the door. And then we have the... So we got Norse and Beastmen who are almost there.
Yeah.
The only vagaries are around things that always hounds bring to the table.
Yeah, yeah.
There's so many
and it's
disasters.
And it's fine. I mean, that's the point of a committee is then to take your ideas and like have them shred to ribbons and like come up for the.
It's about playing safe.
No, exactly.
It's about like releasing the tap a little bit.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And
nominate full.
And also, Alice has done a Wood Elf army list that he's played a few games with, and that'll be a thing for me and Jim to do. I'm gonna have two meetups with him over February. And it'd be good to we could try this out, like play test it, see what we think.
Yeah, I think, and then there's a couple of outliers which are Nipple and Cathay, and then that's it. I think there's not that much wrong with Nipple or Cathay. There's nothing that can't be solved.
Yeah,
some very easy strokes.
Yeah,
like getting rid of the shrine. It's just like a complete no brainer.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Mm. Or doing something like incredibly different to it, so it's not. Ridiculous.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, so yeah. So 2018 Warminster Rules Committee's ticking along. Very nice, very nice.
Yes.
And I think that's probably going to be us for tonight. We're going to play a game.
Mm-hmm.
I think we're going to play Memoir 44.
Right.
On camera.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
We don't get a great deal of views of these ones, are we? No. I don't know if you ever go into our YouTube channel. We get a reasonable amount for the Warmaster stuff. But yeah. Warmaster Podcast Plays,
mm-hmm.
Which these videos are, we don't... I'd rather
do Warmaster.
Well, we don't have 3 hours to do it.
Yeah, I told you, Warmaster Shorts is what it's got to be.
Which is what?
Well, just like us putting something down and on camera.
Down and on camera.
Yeah.
So, like, I could do show you how to abuse.
Yeah.
Canon.
Yeah. 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 Exactly.
My latest idea, right? this is spitballing.
Ah.
So there's a little spell in the Wood Elf list.
Yeah.
Which allows them to charge without any stand and shoot. Yeah. And I think this is like the most abusable spell in the history of spells. I was thinking, what is the most abusive way I could use this spell? I was thinking this tonight when I was at the kids' swimming lesson.
Right.
I know what it is.
Yeah.
So you issue an order to... They've got basically pterodons.
Yeah.
Which are like almost the best flies in the game. Yeah. Almost the best flies in the game.
Yeah.
So you get those, and you get two facing backwards,
mm-hmm.
and one facing forwards.
Yeah.
But the one facing forwards is behind the other two.
Oh, right, okay, yeah.
So they create their own blinker.
Right, okay, right, yeah.
So it's like a targeted laser system. Because the only one pointing forward is blinkered by the other two pointing backwards.
Yeah, I can see, yeah.
Right?
Okay.
Now, in the rules, what happens if flyers are irregular formed?
Everything else would go at half pace.
But what's half move for flyers? Do you know?
It's 100, yeah.
It's 100?
Yeah, yeah.
So it makes absolutely no difference.
No difference then.
So they can bring their own blinkers. It's like, that's just awesome, man. So you just like point them at whatever you want. It doesn't matter if it's nearest or not, because it's the only thing they can see.
Yeah.
Because the blinkers are so extreme.
Yeah.
Because they're 40 centimetres, 4 centimetres long, those blinkers.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. Which,
awesome. And it has to be within 60, and then bang, go kill them.
Yeah.
Bang, go kill them.
Probably not really playing the game as intended.
The thing about tournament play is that you, especially idiots like me, is you'll push the rules to as far as they're allowed to go. If that's in, all of that is in the game.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay.
Just takes an order, and then you've got a spell you can, like, ring of magic it in.
Yeah, yeah.
Boom.
Boom.
Gone.
Yeah.
Anyway, so that's what we'll maybe do. Warhammer Short.
That's what we should do, really. Yeah, like. And
but then you get accused of setting it up. But.
Well, yeah, no, but I can think.
It's not very hard to make an order.
But I can think of a lot of things that we can do as Warmaster Shorts.
Okay, well, we've got an hour, so we maybe not do tonight. I ain't got anything here.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
Next time we'll try and do a Warmaster Short.
If we're doing going to Phil Vestry's like as a regular thing, there's a venue to do that as well.
Mm.
Yeah, because if there's three of us, you can hand cam it.
Yeah, well, so I was looking at some way of having two webcams.
Yeah. Ooh, right, okay.
So there'd be a big webcam tripod mounted and a smaller webcam, like hand cam mounted.
Oh, okay.
And then it'd be picture in picture.
Oh, okay, that's a good idea.
Yeah. I think it's all possible.
Mm-hmm.
But we will work on that.
Mm-hmm. Okay, cool.
Okay, right, so that was Warmaster Podcast episode 82.
Yep.
With your Paul and your Barry.
Yep.
Have a good new year.
Would you like to know more?